probably busy right now. He's trying to get some grants for the school.
I'll be right back with you, Patrick.
For ACX, on the side.
DX, KN4 of UWA.
ACX,
hey. You dropped out of the repeater there, Patrick.
How are you this morning, KN4, ACX?
Early to go over and drive the church bus, taking them kids over to the learning center. That's what I do every Wednesday. I'm going to do it this semester, and I'm going to do it the fall semester, but I'm not going to do it after the spring semester, or for the spring semester, because they got an extra group, and it puts you into that evening traffic right around the school. Oh, no.
Thank you for that one. I wouldn't want to be nowhere near school at the end of the day.
What are you working in today, my man?
I am over here on 123 going into Easley today.
There's no tail squelch on the repeater this morning?
I hadn't noticed.
Tail squelch on the repeater. I did that last week. Oh, well. And it straightened itself out. I was talking to W4DJW, and he said it did that, and it stopped. And in, after the 24-hour clock, you know, it reset itself every 24 hours. And straightened itself up. So, anyhow, oh man, I tell you what, I could have sure slept late this morning.
I'm with you on that one.
What kind of nice things are you looking for the weekend, since this is hump day?
Honestly, I really don't know what's planned this weekend. I was going to try to take my general test Saturday morning, but I just don't feel like I'm ready right yet, so I'm probably going to put that off till next month.
All I can say is get in there and do those practice tests. Practice tests, practice tests. That's what I did. Just continue taking those practice tests until I knew it all. Well, I mean, I didn't know it all, but I knew enough to pass.
That's the thing, is every time I sit down to do that, I get interrupted with something else. The wife's got something she needs done, or my son, or somebody, and I just haven't had the time to focus on it like I need to.
So you, how old did you say your son was?
2.
Well, is that your only one? I'm afraid I'd have to be telling him, hey, go get yourself a sweetie, get married, and get me some grandbabies.
He's got the sweetie part, but to be honest with you, I hope he doesn't marry this one.
For one thing about that, who you would choose for them is not what they would choose for them. And there's no way that you can persuade them, no way that you can change them. You just kind of got to ride it out.
That's how come I haven't said anything to him. It's not that she's a sweet girl, but she's 23, never had a job, never had a driver's license, and no motivation to do anything.
Yeah, you know, that's curious. And see, that people like you and I, we just can't relate to that because, well, I don't know, I guess we're not exactly type A's, but we are aggressive in getting out and getting things done and doing what it takes to get where we want to go, you know what I mean?
Roger that. I mean, I just don't understand it, how you have no motivation to do anything. Nothing.
That sounds like one of those situations where maybe mama and daddy spoiled her and did everything for her, and now she's just looking for somebody to do the same thing.
Be a better subject off the air with the family.
What you mean? I know what you mean. Well, you know, sometimes I get on this radio and it's just like talking to you directly, and I forget that there are ears out there.
It's just, I don't want to air everybody's dirty laundry over the radio. Let's put it that way.
A couple of them on the radio here, I wouldn't mind airing their dirty laundry.
Get into that. I try to, if I've got something to say, I'll say it to you. And not run around behind your back. So, I just try to keep it that way.
Yeah. Hey. Poor old Chad really sounded rough yesterday morning, didn't he?
What's that? What happened?
Take a piece of equipment back up to Hendersonville and have it there at 7 o'clock, and at 6 o'clock, I was kind of moseying up the mountain, and I was talking to Fred, and Chad kind of chimes in, and he said, I'm over at the camp, and I tell you what, these two voices waking me up this early in the morning, it was all half asleep, and he sounded so pitiful. Oh, me. Hey, after that story he told on the net the other night, I've taken to calling him Boomer.
To that conversation and when it originally happened, me and Daniel couldn't stop laughing at him. It was just hilarious.
Hey, I'm over here on Mount Lebanon Church Road, Jug Factory Road, headed towards the church. And I don't know if this is humorous or just plain strange. There's a guy out here in a pair of running shorts and a t-shirt and tennis shoes walking backwards.
He has calf muscles.
He come on and go with me. I'll work his calf muscles.
A few hundred times a day up and down these stairs on this tool truck and you'll have them worked out real well.
Talking about. Yeah, poor old Boomer. I tell you what, he sounded like he was about, I guess, 20% conscious. Yeah, he was funny. I wonder if he can hear us out there this morning. What is this called? KO4NUE. Chad, you out there? Not out there. Oh, well. All right. Well, this is Patrick. I enjoyed the ride along this morning, and sorry about that. I'm pulling up here at the church garage. I'm going to have to jump on this mess and get it going. Appreciate the ride along this morning, bud. You have a good day. Hope everything goes well. KN4VWA, I'll be clear after you final.
KN4VWA, you have a good day out there. Be safe. Don't corrupt those young minds too much. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.